Where to begin? You begin where they left off. Hypatia, Socrates, Giordano Bruno, that is always the noblest start. You start in the beginning. Then books, audiobooks, school library, public library, every library, lectures, video lectures, internet lectures. You learn and rise to improve on their works. Then Ayn Rand, Evita Ronell, Martha Nussbaum, everyone, every great mind. But also your mind. Knowing that it is your sacred right to protect its integrity, completeness, beauty. Those who are attacking you, belittling you, threatening you, expecting you to serve, making you feel stupid. Those who make you feel fear. Dread, pain, will destroy you if you let them. Resist, peacefully, like the greatest of warriors. See their rage and anger as a flaw in them, and your inner peace as a superpower in you. Know with all certainty that you are the hope and the dream of the greatest minds awakened thus far. It was you that Hypatia, Socrates, Giordano Bruno sent the last of their hopes and everlasting love to. The little you, the thinker, the dreamer, the wanderer, the watcher and observer. They cared not for prime ministers and presidents or royalty, only for the other saints, only for the little ones. You. You are not to be a victim of indoctrination into cultures of fat white lice. Let the lice age. Let that be the main strategy. In the world of clarity, the one constructed by hope and dream of the greatest of warriors who have made great strides through the greatest of trials, we begin by learning to prevent problems. Prevent them before they begin and grow unfixable. We begin in a world that sees itself across time and recognizes that a prolonged failure in leadership will become a cause for dark ages. Dark ages where multiple generations will have to wait for the politicians to step down of old age so that we may take their place and work for all humanity, including those who are yet to come. No one generation is to force another into inheritance of problems like mass incarceration, fake schools and education, few worthy professors, indeed. We are not passing on burdens onto you. We inherited them too. And we've learned that they can't be fixed today. We are teaching you to rise and learn to prevent things, rather than attempt to fix them directly. We are asking you to teach your little ones to carry on this great tradition of infinite foresight. The aim is world peace and multicultural convergence on wisdom. All human beings rising to the challenge of becoming great beings by inheriting wisdom from audiobooks, internet lectures and videos, books and libraries, museums and galleries, great minds from all across history. The world you see around you now, with pointless wars and murders, prisons, secret prisons, concentration camps, torture and enhanced interrogation, helpless or lying politicians, the plague of fake it until you make it, famine, poverty, broken welfare, heartbreaking minimum wage, 10 million of us behind bars. Is what a world becomes when people forget. When they forget we can't grow without knowledge and wisdom. And that our proper upright posture is that of a great being. We just need to remember. And we will rise. And continue on this time. One family. Across all time, all generations, one wisdom.